you order them or did you buy them somewhere?
Ulta has them.
Okay.
I'm going to test them out. We are on day one.
Oh, that they're that long?
No, Glamnetic.
Oh, it's like the brand?
Yeah. I've heard good things. They're supposed to last like a while. So do they look okay?
I love them.
They look fucking dope. But I just wanted an outside perspective.
Unbiased, okay.
No, I understand too, because Greg will be like, I told you your hair looked nice, or I told you, but I have to get it like from elsewhere.
Yeah. Husbands are supposed to say that their wives look beautiful all the time. That's a thing.
Fact. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if Greg and I go to the bar and
which
I have a
which is funny because I tell Mike all the time if he looks homeless.
Oh, if he looks bad.
If he looks bad. I'm like, maybe change the shirt or something. But I could be wearing a potato sack like Marilyn Monroe. Well, he would prefer that. But and he would just be like, no, you look hot. You look gorge.
Sorry. I was texting. I didn't know Mike was walking out of the room.
You're fine.
So, yeah. Greg, I could put anything on and he'd be like, you look great. That looks great.
Yep.
You look hot. And the other day, he went to work with me and he had on like gray sweatpants and a gray hoodie and like,
oh, he was gray in it.
Yes. Solid gray. Like he just went to the gym or something. And he's
like he was Rocky Balboa.
Exactly. I'm like, let's go to the bar. Okay, this was after work, so we stopped for a couple, I don't know, like afternoon.
Yeah.
And he was walking in. And I said, I can't believe I'm taking you out in public like that.
We're so mean.
I know. I do, so though. Mean. I tell him that he looks good all the time.
Yeah. It's not. Yes.
But sometimes you do need to hear it from somebody else.
I need to hear it most of the time from somebody else.
I'll say, oh, Rachel said my hair was really pretty. And Greg's like, yeah, I've been telling you that for like 2 days.
It's not the same.
Not the same.
It is not the same. But yeah, so I'm trying them out. They're supposed to last like a solid week. We will see. Because I'm super hard on my nails. I use my computer a lot to type.
I feel like they're very long for you too.
I'm kind of digging long.
Hello.
Yeah, I like the daggers.
Witchy nails. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
That's called a skinny almond. If you ever get acrylic nails, yeah, that's the shape.
So I bought two others. One is like this base color and then like gold, mm-hmm, like swirly gold. And then the other one just has, is that wild?
Did you try it?
No.
Do you want to?
Yeah. And then the other one is like this, but has colored tips, like how I had my nails done the other day.
Yes. So it's that same coloring, mm-hmm, same shape, yep, but like the tips.
Yep.
That comes up and I want to ask Angie if she can do that for me, but I don't know if she can or if she wants to, because it could probably be a huge pain in the ass. I never even ask for tips.
She did French tips for me, like the narrow French tips, but I think she doesn't like doing them. So
why did she?
I don't know.
She didn't.
I think it's just a pain in the dick to do because you have to be very precise and it has to be like a quick motion. You know what I mean? To get them.
I feel like she's done nails long enough that it's not a thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway. Because when I get this done, like this kind of standard.
Mm-hmm. What is your ring?
It is, my wedding ring?
Yeah.
Oh, it's new.
Is it a Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Arwen ring?
Yep.
That's dope. I wanted to get one real bad. Did Greg just get it for you or did you get it for yourself?
Greg got it for me. You know what ring he got for himself?
Aragorn.
Mm-hmm. And it's super, I like his almost better than mine. Because his is like this weird kind of like pine green, but it's iridescent.
That's phenomenal. I keep seeing ads for them, and I really want to get them.
Do it. It's a little big on me.
Yeah. Mike and I lift, which nails lifting sucks, but whatever. I'm getting used to it. I never wear my fucking wedding band or wedding ring anymore.
He ordered me a size smaller. So this is a 7.
Okay.
And he ordered me a 6.
You've always had bony
fingers. I know. Skinny little fingers.
Yeah.
And the 6 fit, but I thought, okay, sometimes when I exercise or late at night, early in the morning, my hands will get puffy.
Yeah.
And then I thought it would be too tight.
I feel like I would need a size 5 then if that's a 6.
This is a 7.
That's a 7. I still feel like
big.
Look at my fucking.
You would need a 5.
I think so.
And they don't have half sizes.
So like you have typical, to go down. Yeah.
Because I think my wedding band is like 6 maybe. Mm-hmm. But it's so skinny. Like where this is a wider ring. What?
Nothing.
What did you think of this?
I liked it.
It's kind of weird.
It's kind of weird, but I dig it.
Canada Dry.
Fruit punch. Fruit
splash.
Fruit splash.
I mean, Greg, I opened the fridge last night and I said, where did this come from? And he goes, it was in the HelloFresh order. And I thought.
It comes with random shit all the time.
But it was a free sample.
Yeah.
Which I'll probably give a review because it came with like a little card.
Yeah.
But then I thought, did it come with one of my orders?
No, it just comes in the box with like.
But yeah, like sometimes stuff. Like you put ginger ale or Coke into cooked chicken or whatever, or like rice. I don't know. But he's like, no, it was just there free.
They do it. Sometimes they send cheesecakes. Like the little mini cheesecakes. Sometimes.
Did I tell you about my cheesecake situation with them?
No.
So I ordered. I had a coupon. It was however many boxes in, you get coupons. Yeah. You know? And it was for a free dessert. So I thought, okay, cool. So I got the dessert for 2 people.
Yeah.
It was one. You like click one time, but then you get 2 little tiny cheesecakes.
They're delicious, too.
They only sent one.
No, fuck off.
And it was for Valentine's Day.
Oh.
So I'm like, okay, this is dumb. Well, then at the time, Greg was on nights, so it didn't matter anyway because he doesn't like sweets, really.
Yeah.
But I thought if we had dinner and then we were sitting at the table and had little desserts.
Yeah.
I ended up eating it in bed with Jones. Jones was like all about the caramel cheesecake. So I'm like, all right. So I like busted him off a piece.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, bud.
You and your cat.
Eating cheesecake in bed. Good times. I'm not 80 years old, I promise.
Well, it's okay. Cats are great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think, sorry. I always drag it out.
You're fine.
A Court of Thorns and Roses blew my mind.
Did it blow your mind?
Blew my mind.
My friend Bree, who's into Fairy Smut, didn't like it because she was just like, it's just too tropey. Which,
yes, it is. And I love it. I love it. Love it. Love it. Did she read the whole series or did she?
She only read the first one.
That's what fucked her right there.
Blasphemy.
The first book. Okay. It was good and it sucked me in. However, tons of kind of backstory, kind of gearing up for the next book.
Yeah.
Second book was so good that I carried it with me everywhere I went in my life for like 4 days. I'm waiting on laundry at a house I'm cleaning. Guess I could sit here and read a chapter. Oh, I'm waiting, whatever. Anytime I had to wait for anything. I'm waiting for grocery pickup. I might as well just read a chapter right now.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Wild ride.
I love that Greg is reading them too.
Yes. Okay. So I am halfway through the third
book. Oh my God.
I told you.
Yeah.
I read the book and I knew that there was 4 more. So I knew the story would continue and it'd get more action packed, more adventurous, more things would happen.
There are a couple court Facebook groups that pop up all the time. You should join them.
I will once I'm done reading the books, because you don't want spoilers. No spoilers. A friend of mine who read them before me found out I was reading them, and she's like, holy shit. And she's like, I wouldn't be there for you. She's like, let me know where you're at. And there's a guy on, there's a woman on TikTok, and she, her husband's reading them, and he does little TikTok videos.
Little TikToks.
About his opinion on where things are going. And he'll get like kind of fired up. She's just laughing like, I can't tell you. And then he's like, I can't say any more than that.
All right.
But she sends them to me as I say things have happened.
Okay.
Like, oh, this just happened. And then she sends me this guy's little review.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're so good. I read the book that you loaned me. I went out and bought the box set. And I'm pushing through them. Greg is like halfway through book one. And I keep telling him, like, it's good enough to keep you involved. But
yeah,
just wait till like two and three. Actually, beginning of three, I thought, I don't know if I'm going to be able to deal
with this. Yeah. Okay.
But then it
I'm a very slow reader, and I have a lot of reading to do for my classes. So I might wait until summer.
Wait till summer.
Yeah.
Wait till summer. And then, like Lily has been to me, I will be there for you.
Oh, perfect. Okay, emotionally. Mm-hmm.
I will be your ACOTAR, emotional support.
ACOTAR?
Yeah.
You guys are losers.
ACOTAR?
Okay.
Court?
Yep, I got it. But it's just funny. I mean, like joke about this, but I read The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit like every summer.
Yeah, okay. LOTR.
Fucking love it.
Love it. Anyway, I'm super into it. I love it. I like Greg, we'll be watching TV and it'll be 10 o'clock at night. I'm like, are you ready for bed? Are you ready to go to bed now? Are you sleepy time? Is it bedtime now? Because I read in bed.
Yeah.
Also, Louder Milk. Have you heard?
No.
It's on Netflix.
Okay.
It's got the main guy from Office Space.
Ooh.
And it's about him as the host for AA meetings.
Ooh. Okay.
And it is so fucking funny.
Yeah.
And the episodes are only, they're under 30 minutes.
Okay, nice.
So I would say maybe try one or two.
Okay.
But it's got a lot of like one-liner funnies in it.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay.
That's totally fine.
Yeah. Okay, that's it. Sorry.
Is that your life now?
Well,
It's a big deal.
I told you all of the shitty stuff before
we
came down to the basement. So now I'm telling you all of the good stuff.
All the good things.
That can be on the podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? Mm-hmm. Because what I told you about before could not be.
Yeah.
These are the good things in my life. Fairy Smut, which Greg is now reading.
Fairy Smut.
So can't wait for him to
I really
this
never
path.
Thought that I would be a smutty book person.
You know?
But,
okay.
I like it.
Smuttiness level, I'll send you the TikTok that Lily sent me. Mm-hmm. It has them all rated.
Okay.
So there's like...
But I read Outlander and that's...
Spicy.
Spicy.
It has the spice level.
Okay.
First book, there's like one or two encounters, you know, where you're like, oh, okay. Second book, more. This book, leveling out.
Okay.
When I was getting my nails done, I'm telling Angie about it. Like, you should read them. She wants to borrow them from me now. There was another gal getting her nails done, and she's like, are you talking about ACOTAR?
Oh, my gosh. It's like a following.
And she's like, the last book, super hot.
Ooh, love it. Okay.
Yeah.
See, Outlander like evens out. Like the first book is Smut City. And then it just kind of like.
That's kind of how the True Blood.
Yeah.
Suki Stackhouse books are. Mm-hmm. They kind of like roll. And it's not, and I think it's because that's not obviously the main storyline.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not porn. It's the story's happening and then, oh, these people hook up or this yeah. happens or that happens. But it's kind of how this series is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm telling this random girl and she's like, yeah, you have to read her whatever. She's got like two other book she does, series.
Yeah, she has and a
they,
few.
They kind of overlap in places.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's fun. I love overlapping stories.
Okay, I swear I'm done now.
Okay. Anyway. Hello, everyone. My name's Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to Australia in 2014's The Babadook. I can't believe this came out in 2014. That seems so long ago.
10 years ago?
Yeah. Anyway, it's an hour and 34 minutes long. You can find this on Netflix for free if you sub. It's directed and written by Jennifer Kent. She did one episode of Cabinet of Curiosities, if you've seen that.
Oh, good, yeah.
And she did the...
good.
The, good, yeah.
Yeah.
And she did The Nightingale, which I looked at that a little bit and it looked good. So,
okay.
Anyway, The Babadook stars Essie Davis as Amelia. She was in three episodes of Game of Thrones. I can't remember who she was in Game of Thrones.
I was like, how the fuck did I?
And then she was in Legend of the Guardians, The Owls of Gahul.
Which owl was she?
Ooh. I can't remember just,
I'm
either.
Kidding, I'm kidding.
I know.
She has a very nice voice.
She has a very pleasant voice. Mm-hmm. And then Noah Wiseman as Samuel.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I only did those two because.
Was he, did he, has
not
he
much.
Done anything else?
Mm-mm. Okay. A lot of shorts. The Babadook is actually based on Jennifer Kent's short story, Monster.
Okay.
Yeah. Or short film, Monster. Ooh, and Hatchie is Bugsy the dog.
Hatchie. Okay.
Yep. Shout out to the doggo. How did you feel about this? Okay. That's kind of...
You see my face right now?
Yeah. So I have a lot of issues with this film. Mainly it revolves around Samuel.
Yeah.
I wanted to kill that kid.
Yeah.
I wanted to kill him.
Everybody did.
Yeah. And all of the reviews said the exact same thing. Vaughn, the guy that follows us on Instagram.
I saw also, his Instagram comment. I liked it.
And I was like, yeah, absolutely.
I would rather put up with the Babadook than put up with yes. Samuel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. There is a lot of like references to like depression and stuff, saying that the Babadook represents depression.
We'll get into that okay. at the end because I have
comments.
A comment. I'm going to wait till the end.
Okay.
About sort of the direction the film went.
Okay.
Because I could have made this a lot better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, there's a dreamlike scene in the beginning of the film, which is mm-hmm. a car accident. You don't really know, like, what's going on. But I just wrote, the kid is already annoying me.
I already hate this kid. That is the second line in my notes.
It's the first line in my notes.
Nice.
And he is 7, going on 8?
He's going on 7.
Going on 7.
Yeah.
He is terrible.
I know.
He
and
is.
And I always like to give excuses like, okay, his mom works full time. Like, he's 100% going to turn into a serial killer when he grows up.
I think it's just, he's a strange kid, but I will...
Okay.
Get into yep. this is my ending.
Yeah.
My ending notes. Now he is super needy.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping her up at night, wanting her to read, breaking things.
I just feel so terrible for her.
He's got an assortment of like weapons that he probably shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
And she works at like a elder care
yeah.
type.
Like a nursing home type
nursing
thing.
Home facility. Mm-hmm. And she's very sweet there.
She is so nice.
She's just super mild mannered.
Even not getting any sleep.
Getting zero sleep.
I'm a bitch when I don't get sleep. Tell you that much.
We were just talking about this today. Not getting enough sleep makes you feel alcohol hungover.
Yes. Yes.
Like,
you feel like sick to your stomach and just.
I stayed up till
like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Four-ish.
I saw you when you shut up. When you quit being on Facebook Messenger.
Yep.
I could see.
I should probably turn that off so people don't see what time I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
But yeah, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. If I have a couple drinks during the day, then I'm not into the evening. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I'm up reading.
Yeah.
I have my club soda. And then I'll sleep until like 9 and just be miserable the rest of the day. Headache, dehydrated feeling, just gross.
It's awful.
Anyway, so this chick has been doing this for 7 years, 6 years.
Oh my God. Just murder me.
Her sister, who has a daughter the same age,
mm-hmm.
they typically do joint birthday parties.
Yep.
This year, she said, no, my daughter wants to have a princess party.
Yeah.
Let's do separate birthdays. She also brings up, it's been this amount of time. Why don't you do it on his actual birthday?
Yeah.
You find out pretty quick in ish that her husband was driving her to the hospital.
Yeah.
To give birth to Samuel. And they were in a car accident and he died.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously she doesn't want to celebrate his birthday on the anniversary of her husband's death. Which, well, I mean, I feel like there is a certain amount of people that would be like, no, we're celebrating your birthday to bring us like joy at this time.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I can't say one way or the other if I would or not. I'm just saying that like that's.
I would probably have a couple years where I was like, no, thank you. But as he got older, I would celebrate on his birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or pick something completely different and just not tell anyone.
Yeah. No one needs to know.
No one needs to know.
Who's going to know? No one.
And it's really just, you know, if you have a one-year-old, you don't have to celebrate their birthday on the day.
No.
You can do it a month later.
It means literally nothing.
Yeah. You could tell your kid, hey, your birthday is whatever, May 19th instead of April 19th.
And
what are they going to know?
Yep.
They can find out when they're, I don't know, older. During college paperwork.
And hopefully they understand.
Now,
hey, Wib.
Completely understandable that her sister wants to have a separate birthday party for her daughter.
Absolutely.
Because Samuel's a handful.
Yeah.
Now, that night, it's kind of like the course of a couple nights. That night, however, he picks out a book for her to read, and it's The Babadook.
Yeah.
Ooh. And it's kind of, the illustration is creepy in it. But it's basically like a Dr. Seuss type rhyme.
Yeah.
Fairy tale.
It's like a children's story.
Yeah. Now, she didn't know anything about the book.
No.
She reads it to him and he is terrified.
But he wanted her to read it.
Yeah.
He wanted her to read it.
And it's a pop-up book, and it's basically like the Babadook will come and knock.
Yeah, he'll come and get you.
He'll come and get you.
Yeah.
But it is very, it's kind of like Nightmare Before Christmas-y type illustration. So it's spooky.
You can buy that book.
You can?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah.
Happy birthday to me.
Yeah.
Now, he completely flips out. So there's a scene where she's sitting up on the bed and he's curled up on her lap, just screaming his head off, and she's reading him another story. And you can just, like, the amount of frustration I feel in my body watching the majority of the scenes with a mother, like, yeah. I can't imagine.
Mm-hmm. And Jennifer Kent actually got a lot of heat for portraying, like, a mom like this, like, wanting to, like, hurt her kid and, like, be annoyed and all of this stuff, like, when the test group first watched it. And then she had women, like, message her afterwards going, like, no, this is how I feel, like, probably once a month.
Just overwhelmed.
Just overwhelmed.
And she's feeling mm-hmm. it every day of her life.
Every day of her life.
Like, this is what she goes through every night.
Yeah.
Just this, like, exhaustion from work and then putting up with him just being
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. So she hides the book. She goes to bed that night. This is the couple nights later, yeah. whatever.
They all kind of blend together.
Yeah. She's watching TV with a dog. This is another scene where she's attempting to have some alone fun time.
Uh-huh.
And kid bursts in screaming yep. middle of the night. So it's like,
there's no peace at all.
No. Never a moment for her. Now, the next day, she oversleeps. She drops Samuel off with her sister.
Because he's kicked out of school at this point. Yeah. He gets kicked out of school, like, early.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He gets kicked out of school for being disruptive.
And having a weapon.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that is, that happens right in the beginning.
Yeah.
He brings a dart gun to school. Yeah. So he's kicked out. So she drops Samuel off with her sister. She's late for work.
Mm-hmm.
Her coworker, Robbie, I mentioned, is really sweet.
Yeah.
He covers for her so that she can take off from work early.
Yeah.
Because she's had zero sleep.
This, yeah.
You know, he doesn't know, I don't think, everything.
No. And she tells him that, like, Samuel's sick, too.
Yes.
Like, that's why she was late. That's why she's tired. Like, all of these things.
Mm-hmm. So she leaves from work and just, like, takes a minute for herself, which is much needed. When she looks at her phone, she realizes her sister had called her 10 times or
yeah.
more.
Yeah.
Just blowing up her phone. And basically, Samuel's at her house freaking out about the Babadook.
Yeah. Scaring her kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So she picks him up. Sam, like, I just wrote, he's so weird, about a million times. Well, then Robbie, her coworker, stops by the house. Mm-hmm. Brings gifts, you know,
yeah.
like, oh, your kid's home and blah, blah, blah. That's when he finds out that Sam isn't in school because he got kicked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of drama.
Mm-hmm. Adding more drama to it, Sam has been in the basement where she's kept all of her husband's things.
Yeah.
Like, clothes, records, just kind of like her private locked area
yeah.
that Samuel is not allowed in.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes down there and finds out that he's, like, fucked up.
Like, going through everything.
Yeah.
And, like,
going through all
stuff.
The boxes, breaking yeah. picture frames. Stressful.
Yes.
Especially since it's coming up on
Samuel's
birthday, mm-hmm. which is also the anniversary. Now, she made them, what would you call it, like
porridge or something, like soup.
It kind of reminded me of
clam chowder.
Not clam chowder.
Reminded me
grits.
Of clam chowder.
Reminded
oh,
me of grits.
Oh yes.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
They're
cream
eating
of wheat.
Yeah. So they're sitting there eating that for dinner. You can just kind of see mom deteriorating at this point, but they're sitting there eating dinner, and she finds a piece of glass.
Yeah.
In her bowl.
Yes.
So then she goes through his bowl, and she's like, fuck it, we can't eat this, whatever. So she goes through his. There doesn't seem to be anything. But no. She has, like, multiple chunks of glass in her food.
Yeah. And then Sam blames it on the Babadook.
Yes.
Yep.
Babadook's doing this.
Mm-hmm.
He also, so she dumps out the food, is making them something else. He ruined a photo of mom and dad together.
Yeah.
Like, scribbled out their faces.
Yeah.
And then he's hunting the Babadook. And he's, like, screaming, like, do you want to die? I need all these defenses.
Yeah. Like, he, like, flips out.
Yeah.
Yes.
He flips out a lot.
Yes.
So I just wrote, Sam flips out. At this point, his mom finds the book down, not where she hid it away.
Yeah.
And she rips all the pages out of it, throws it in the trash.
Yep. She burns it. Didn't she burn it in the back?
No, I think she just rips it up and throws it in the trash. And then the next time she burns it.
Oh, okay.
It keeps showing up.
Yes.
Now she goes.
I watched it today.
She goes to her sister's birthday, or her niece's yes. birthday party. And there's a bunch of other moms there with the kids. And
they all just, like, look at her with such pity and, like.
They do, but the it's been 7 years.
It's been 7 years.
And she gets. Sam's mom gets, like, so snippy and shitty with them.
Yeah.
That it kind of, like, ends all conversation.
Yeah, because one of them was complaining that, like, oh, my husband is working full time and I have to spend all the time with the kids now and, like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And that, like, sets Amelia off like crazy. Oh, you poor fucking woman. Like.
And but that's, like, something that you'd have to just.
You'd have to just
deal with it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you have friends that have more money than you and they're like, oh, yeah, we can't afford to go on vacation.
We went to Cabo. And not Cabo. That's like a 1990s gangster thing.
But, like, you have to be like, oh, I'm so sorry. And just kind of, like, put it aside.
Yeah.
Like, your feelings to be sympathetic. Now, Sam and his cousin are up in the treehouse, and Sam's just hiding there from the other kids. Like, he doesn't want to play.
He doesn't want to interact with them at all.
Yeah.
He's like, no.
So his cousin comes up there, and they're kind of having a back and forth. Because
she's kind of a bitch to him.
She is, but he's also like, the Babadook's going to kill you or eat you or something. And she's
kill,
like,
your mom.
You don't have a dad. And, you know.
She's a kid.
A kid.
You don't have a dad.
Shitty
Fuck
things
off.
Kids yeah. say. Well, he pushes her out of the treehouse, and she falls on her face.
Breaks her nose.
Mm-hmm.
Meh.
Now, on the way home, because immediately they have to, like, rush out of there, Sam's in the back seat screaming.
I would have a hard time with this.
I would, too. So he's having a total meltdown. However, you see the Babadook in the car.
Yeah. And that's scary.
Yeah. The Ooh. Babadook is kind of like a plague doctor-ish character
yeah.
without the, like, bird mask.
Mm-hmm.
He has more of, like, a Jack Skellington face or, like, a I don't know what you would.
Yeah.
More of, like, a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of.
Yeah.
Like a Tim Burton-y creepy
Like Moira
face.
Rose in The Crowning.
Yes. With leather gloves with pointy fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Babadook is in the car. And yeah, Samuel's having a total meltdown, flip out. And then he starts to, like, convulse or, like,
yeah.
have a seizure. Now, she pulls over immediately, screaming for help. When they go to the doctor, the doctor prescribes sleeping pills, but only after she kind of insists it.
Yeah. No, put him to sleep, please.
Yeah. She's like, what can I give him? Tranquilizers? Can I do something? And he's like, well, I normally don't do that. You know, I normally don't prescribe things unless it's really bad. And she's like, it's really bad. Like,
yeah.
She basically says she hasn't slept since he was born.
Yeah.
You know? So she just wants to give him something. So he's like, okay, I'll prescribe you like short course. Like, here's a week of sedatives.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of think that that's going to work.
Yeah.
Because that night they go to bed and the sleep is amazing. She sleeps for like 12 hours.
Yeah.
She wakes up. However, when she wakes up, the book is there.
Yeah, it's outside. Her door, on her stoop.
Yeah. The book's there. It's all put back together.
Yep.
Except now, in the last few pages, it depicts her killing their dog, which is a little fluffy, shih tzu-y, Maltese thing. Shows her killing the dog and killing Samuel.
And herself.
And herself.
Yeah.
So that's different. So she calls her sister, and her sister's just, like, over the moon, frustrated with her, doesn't want to talk to her, and she's like, well, if this is bad, call the police.
Okay.
I think if you called me and said...
And I hadn't slept in 7 years.
And you hadn't slept in 7 years, and then you told me that you'd thrown this book away, I would want to at least see the book.
Yeah.
Show me the book.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to give you a chance.
Yes.
I'm not going to be like, I really don't have time to deal with
this,
Chelsea.
Well, and she says, too, that she thinks she's being stalked.
Yeah, she thinks she's being stalked, and that's how the book turned up again.
I write down, I would not just tell you to go to the police. Like, I would come over and be like, okay, what's going on?
I would want, like, more information other than a phone call, and then, okay, go to the police.
Yeah. Sorry, can't help you. Bye. Uh-huh.
Yeah. That kind of ties into my end theory, though.
Ooh, I love it. Okay.
Yeah. Now, while she's at the police station, the police are like, oh, a book showed up at your house? A children's book?
Boo-hoo. Yeah.
Like, we're not going to do anything about this. She sees the Babadook while she's there.
Yes.
She also has very dirty hands.
Yes.
She pulls her hands into her sleeves because they're, like, filthy.
Yeah.
Now, when she gets home, there's roaches on the floor. And their house is, like, big and old, but also clean.
It's pretty clean. Yeah.
She pulls out the refrigerator and finds there's a hole in the wall full of roaches.
Yeah.
Now, it kind of gets... You kind of learn, I guess, that the Babadook is kind of like a big giant cockroach thing. Insect person. While she's doing this, I don't know what they're called, but like I just said, British CPS shows up.
Yeah.
Because Samuel's been out of school for a couple days. Yep. Out of school because he was like acting up.
Yeah.
So they show up and they're kind of like, okay, what's going on? She kind of puts off like, oh, I've been sick and this is why the house is a mess. And kind of makes excuses and they say that they're going to come back. But just to give her a minute.
Yeah.
Because he's got to be enrolled in school somewhere.
Yeah.
Now, she starts seeing the Babadook more. The neighbor, an elderly woman who's also cared for Samuel when she's been at work.
Yeah.
She's washing dishes, looking out her window. She can see into her neighbor's house, and she sees the Babadook in her neighbor's house.
Ah,
yeah, then he's
so
gone.
So scary. Mm-hmm.
And then it's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of like back and forth. She'll see the Babadook once in a while. She can't sleep.
At all.
At all.
Yeah.
Right? Their dog comes into the room, or into her room. Door opens, she sees something, and then that's when Babadook attacks her.
Yeah.
Now, when she gets attacked by Babadook, after she hasn't been sleeping, it's been days probably.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah.
She takes Samuel, and they're going to go sleep downstairs in front of the TV.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's zoned out staring at the TV, declining, my opinion.
Mentally declining. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what's happening on the TV is like some kind of like trippy old shit. Like it's just scenes.
It's just scenes from old movies and stuff. And
but
like
it's a combination.
Yeah.
And it's really weird.
Ants.
Yeah.
Like National Geographic bullshit.
And in the morning, I think she was trying to call into work or she overslept, but she essentially gets let go from work.
Yeah.
They tell her,
go on.
Like, well, she's like, I'm sick. What am I supposed to do? And then she's like, fine, cover my shifts. I don't care. So it sounds like she's getting fired.
Yeah.
If she's a real good employee, though, they'd probably like take That's her what, back.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah. Now, at this point, she's trying to sleep now that she's unemployed. So her and her son are both at home 24/7. And she like flips out at him. Like just snaps like really bad. Like get the fuck away from me. Like I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah.
And then he like bows down from that. And is scared of her.
Yeah.
And I think it's because she's never had that kind of temper with him.
No, not ever.
I don't think she's always been, she just seems so kind and mild mannered to watch her snap at someone is a big deal. So she ends up taking him out to eat after, and she's starting with that kind of like abuse situation of, I'm sorry I did that. I'll get you ice cream for dinner. Yep. I'll do whatever you want. I'll make it up to you.
And then just it just goes right back.
Spiraling there. She sees the Babadook and starts driving super erratically all over the road, crashes her car.
Yes.
Oh, my God. She crashes her car into a guy who's driving a brand new car, and she just drives away.
And he's just like, oh, you're going to fucking drive like that with a kid in back, like blah, blah, blah. Like, it's like a show.
Mm-hmm. And Samuel's just sitting there, like, being quiet.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Mom's angry.
Mm-hmm. So she gets home. She's sitting in her bathtub fully dressed.
As you do.
As you do. Sam comes in and is like, okay, what the fuck? And she has him get in the tub, too. So they're both sitting in the tub fully dressed.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes to bed.
Yep.
Now, I don't think it's late at night, but it's dark out.
Yeah.
So maybe 7, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
She catches him on the phone with the neighbor.
Yeah.
Because he's calling her to be like, can I stay the night at your house?
Mm-hmm.
She flips out.
Completely flips out.
She's screaming at him. She takes the batteries out of the phone. And this is kind of what makes this movie good, or kind of its salvation for me, because overall I didn't like it.
But yeah.
Is she goes from being so nice and mild mannered, and he is just like a complete dick kid. And then they just switch roles like halfway through. And she's a maniac. And he's just looking at her like, Mom, what are you doing?
She like cuts the phone cord.
She cuts the phone cord.
And just screaming at him. Is this what you're
going to do?
Yeah.
Is this how you are?
Yeah.
Kind of attitude. Now, when she goes to give him his sedative that night, he like palms it.
Yeah.
I do have to say, too, he's obsessed with, like, a magician TV show. So he, like, knows all these little magic tricks, disappearing coins, cards, that kind of thing. Which, in the beginning, is super annoying.
Yeah.
Because it's like, Mom, look at me. Mom, look at me.
Yeah, all the time.
But it saves him because he, like, palms the pill.
Yeah.
And doesn't take it. Now, that night, she dreams that she kills Sam.
Yeah.
And when she wakes up and tries to get the dog to come to her, the dog won't come to her.
No. No, thank you.
Then on the TV, she's dreaming that she's watching a news report about a woman killing her son.
Mm-hmm.
And it's her.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Now, she supposedly wakes up from the dream, but she's still dreaming. She goes down into the basement and sees her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband says, we can take care of this. I'll take care of you. Give me the boy.
Anytime a ghost visits you and it's just like, we can be together. Just do this one thing. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
It's a terrible idea.
No, I would never assume that, like, Greg would come back and be like, hey, why don't you just die and be with me?
No.
No. Like, I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't,
like,
do that.
Continue living your life that I'm missing out on or yeah. whatever, you know, that I'm yeah. watching from heaven. Who knows? But, yeah. So, oh, where am I at? Okay. So she runs from her husband.
Yeah. She's like, this is weird.
Yeah. Well, then the Babadook shows up and she kind of gets possessed.
Like, something crazy happens. I think she does get possessed by
it. She gets possessed by the Babadook and then, sadly, kills Fluffer Nutters, the dog. I don't know what the dog's name
Bugsy.
Was.
Bugsy.
Yes. You don't see it.
You don't see it, but you know it happens.
She picks up her dog to snuggle him, and the dog is kind of like, get the fuck away from me. And then you don't even hear like a crunch or anything, just like the leggies quit moving.
Yeah.
While she's squeezing him.
And then she drops him.
From a life of dog grooming before my current career, it would be really hard, even that size dog, to like squeeze them to death.
Yeah.
Dogs, especially little dogs like that, like Cooper's a little spindly, you know, he's got spindly little legs. This dog is more of the shorter, stocky little powerhouse
yeah.
dogs.
Yeah.
And they got some, they're mighty.
They are small but mighty.
If you try to hold on to one of them when it's wiggling around, it's difficult.
Yeah.
So I feel like that dog could have put up way more of a fight.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little powerhouse dog. Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately.
I mean, even Cooper can be ferocious.
Yes. He's the man of the house, the keeper of the inn. He's very ferocious.
He's so ferocious. He's down here. That's why we have to be nice to him.
Mm-hmm. So after the dog incident, she promptly pulls out one of her teeth.
Oh, I don't like teeth things.
Oh, me neither.
I don't like teeth or nail things.
Speaking of teeth, right now, Pat has lost a filling.
Oh, that's the worst
And
pain.
He's like, I can't chew on this side, blah, blah, blah. Will you look at it? And I looked at it, and I wish to God that I had not looked
Was
at it.
Was it a deep cavity?
Yes, it's gone. He needs to either have a crown or it pulled. He needs something done immediately. But he's like, I'm going to put my tongue on it so you know where it is, and then I'll move my tongue.
And you're
then
like,
it's in the spot.
Dude, I can see it. It's right there.
So he did that. He's like, okay. And then he moves his tongue, and there's this like gaping hole in his tooth.
Ugh. Oh. I'm not that bad. I just don't like the
teeth.
There's a scene in Scandal. So this guy is like ex-military, but he's on like the good side team. Now I only watched the first season or second season too. And he takes one of the good women hostage because he has like kind of like a mental break and pulls her back molars out with pliers.
No.
No. It's awful. It's awful. Hate
it. I can't deal to you.
Yeah.
It's my downfall.
Yeah.
I used to think like, oh, I could never be like a dentist, work in a dentist's office. I realized that I could never be a dentist. I could probably be a hygienist.
Yeah.
Because then
you're just cleaning teeth.
Then you're like scraping plaque.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And like, I don't know. That's more of like
your speed. It's like cleaning.
Cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
Like watching, I like watching power washing videos.
Oh yeah. The gravestone
cleans. Restoration, or when people are doing sidewalks with a power washer or siding.
Mm-hmm. So love
good.
It.
It's so good. All right. Now, she pulls out her tooth. She goes after Sam. He hides, locks the door, very violently breaks into the door.
Like,
she's holding on to the door frame and like swinging like a monkey, like kicking into the door with her
It was
legs.
Wild. Yes.
Wild. Now, she tells him, because she's screaming at her kid, she tells Samuel that she wished it would have been him.
Yeah.
Instead of her husband.
That's heartbreaking. I don't care what a dick the kid was, but
exactly.
That's bad.
Nobody.
Mm-mm.
Nobody ever needs to hear that.
No. You can think it all you want, but you just don't ever say it.
That's something that you never, ever, ever say.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Even thinking it with your own kid, I just, ugh.
Well.
Icky.
I remember a friend of mine, when she was pregnant, she's like, what happens if it's me or the kid? Like, what do? Do they pick me or they pick the baby? And so then I asked Greg, and Greg said, in an emergency, they pick the adult, not
which
the
is
baby.
Good.
Yeah. And I guess the reasoning behind that is that if they can save the mother, she could potentially have more kids. Where if you save the baby.
Man, fuck the patriarchy. But yes.
I mean, that's
but
the
yes,
theory, though.
But that's the theory. Like, she can breed more and do her job.
And, you know, her significant other can, like, have their partner
yes.
still and not be like, wow, I'm a single parent now.
I told Mike, I was like, it's me. It's me all the time. Like, if I were pregnant and that was a situation, yeah. Obviously I would not make him pick his biological children or me.
It's me or Hayden. Pick. Like, no. Okay.
No. Not at all. I mean, most of the time I would pick Hayden or Sienna because they're freaking awesome. I love them. Sienna too. Now she's just becoming a little spitfire and I love her.
Yes. She had to go through her shitty teen years like every kid does.
Yep.
I mean, that's normal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Neighbor checks in. When the neighbor checks in, mom kind of pulls it together. I just called her mom through the whole thing.
That's all right.
She apologizes to Sam. Sits him down. So sorry I did that. Sorry I said that. Samuel, little bastard. I mean, he is not a bastard.
He's not.
Stabs her right in the thigh.
Like.
Whips out a big old butcher knife and shoves it right into her leg.
Oh my God, I have seen this before, but it still shocks me every time.
Yeah.
Like, the
so
fuck?
Then he runs down to the basement and Greg goes, he home aloned her.
He did.
He has booby traps on the steps for the Babadook, which he uses on his crazy mom.
And then he Gulliver travels her.
Yeah. So she wipes out down the stairs because he had like a trip line. And then she smacks her head into the ground.
Yeah.
Into the floor of the basement. And then he ties her up and pins her down.
Yep. You're not my mom.
Starts and screams at her.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think, I pointed this out at this time in the film. Up until this point, I feel like his behavioral issues were more than just like crazy, rambunctious little kid.
Yes, absolutely.
So I don't think that he would understand this.
I don't think so either. And
do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean, yeah.
Like, he's... I don't want to say autistic. There seems to be something different about him through the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So then in this point, like he trips his mom, he stabs his mom, trips
yeah.
her, ties her up. I feel like that's on a different level than what he'd been exhibiting.
Yes. Yeah.
Because now he's like yelling at her because she's possessed.
Yeah.
And he knows that she's possessed.
Yes.
Where I don't feel like, did we both get that notification?
No.
Oh. Now she manages to like start whispering and she grabs him and chokes him.
Yeah. She wiggles out of her restraints.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. But she's like still half tied up.
Yeah.
But she gets loose enough that she can choke him. Well, then she starts vomiting like black oil.
So he's being choked out by his mom.
Yeah.
And he like strokes her face like he did like in the beginning. Yeah. And it kind of like snaps her out of it enough to puke up whatever was in her.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she throws up all this black gunk and then passes out.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's kind of like everything's better.
Everything's fine. Like it's weird.
Yeah. So she's fine. Now, Sam tells her, you can't get rid of the Babadook. And then all of a sudden, he's like sucked away by some like entity.
Yeah.
Up the stairs.
Yeah.
Screaming.
Yeah.
And he's like getting pulled from his back. So it's kind of like he's sitting backwards in a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's getting like zoomed away. She sees, or she kind of like envisions when her husband died again.
Mm-hmm.
He gets his head sliced in half.
That's,
which
yeah.
Which was a little.
Ew.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder what the fuck happened.
Well, it was a car accident, so something could have.
Yeah. Came through the window or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Her and the Babadook have this big standoff.
Yeah.
Where she's basically like, you have no power over me.
You have no power over me.
Yeah. Ding.
Yeah.
The clock chimes. They have this big standoff screaming at each other. And then the Babadook slowly, like, retreats to the basement.
Yeah.
Now, time... So this was after... I think CPS... I don't know what British CPS is, but... CPS
whatever.
Is gonna...
Yeah.
Comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's back to normal. She somehow is dressed for work, has her job back.
She's, yeah, everything seems fine.
Now she's gardening.
She's throwing a party for Sam.
Yes, she's going to throw a birthday party.
He's accepted into a school.
Yeah, everything's fine.
I'm super interested to hear what your theory is. We're getting there.
Yes. She's gardening. And they're picking worms. And she's like, oh, this is another good one.
Yeah.
This is another good one. Add it to your bowl. So Sam has this big bowl of assorted worms.
So before, when CPS comes and they're like chit-chatting and stuff, before Amelia couldn't say why they didn't celebrate Sam's birthday.
Yes.
And then she came. She was super open about it. She was just like, well, my husband passed away on the way to the hospital.
Well, he says, because Sam says, I've never had a birthday party before.
Yeah. And so then.
And they're like, what?
Yeah, like, what
that's
the fuck?
Not normal.
Yeah.
And then she says, well, this is the situation.
Yeah. And she's never been open about it before.
No.
Yeah.
So they're out back collecting worms. There's, if you notice, the basement door has like 20 billion
yes.
locks on it.
Mm-hmm.
She takes a bowl of worms. She goes down to the basement and leaves them for the Babadook that's living in the basement.
Yeah.
Then she goes upstairs and they're outside and her and Sam are just, everything's great.
Yeah.
And now he's 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he does like a coin trick. Like, oh,
yeah.
A magical coin appears.
And she's super into it. She's like, yay.
Yay, this is great. Well, then he puts it under the silver platter. And puts the lid on. And when he lifts the lid up, there's a fucking dove.
Yeah.
That's kind of advanced.
Yeah.
I would say for like a 7-year-old
mm-hmm.
doing a trick. You usually have to like train those birds.
Yeah.
The end.
That's the end.
The end.
I thought it was okay. It was okay. I don't know if I would watch it any other time.
No. And I would say it's more of a psychological.
Yes, absolutely. Psychological
than
horror.
An actual, like, horror movie.
Yeah.
Here's my theory.
I love it.
I didn't look. I'm sure other people have thought this. I didn't scour the internet today. She's the Babadook.
Do you think so?
For sure.
Ooh.
Because when she's hanging out with the moms at that party,
mm-hmm.
she mentions that she was a writer.
Yep.
When she talks about the book and goes into the police station, her hands are like...
Inky.
Well, they're like chalk drying, dirty, like her fingers.
Yeah.
And it just makes sense that she's
yeah.
the Babadook. The Babadook is that. Her depression.
Yes.
I don't think
that there's an actual entity.
There is an entity.
I agree with that.
I think it's her depression.
Yeah.
100%.
That was a pretty common.
I have another theory that at the end, they're dead.
Ooh. And that's why everything's fine.
And that's why everything's fine.
I could see that too. Those are good theories.
Because she has that vision when she's watching TV. She's watching the news story of her killing her son and the dog, killing herself.
Yeah.
Get the body being taken out of her home.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that's when she killed him?
Could be. And then the rest is just kind of like a purgatory type nightmare.
Ugh. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think the Babadook is an entity. I think it's her her depression.
For sure. That is actually like a common
theory. I think if there is a Babadook book, she wrote it.
She wrote it as a way to cope with her depression.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah. That's my...
I like it.
And she doesn't know that she's like spiraling. However, Sam... his birthday's coming up. He could remember the birthday before and the birthday before. And that's why he's like arming himself for the Babadook, which is really his mom going fucking nutso for 2 weeks a year.
Yeah. Ew. Okay.
So that's my theory.
No, I
so
like
if
it.
They would have taken 3 more minutes and just tacked that shit on to the end of it. Where they did a little
wrap up,
a little montage more. Of her writing the book, her kind of like imagine like The Usual Suspects
I don't like...
without the last 5 minutes.
Ew.
Or one of those movies where it's like, oh, what's kind of going on? I feel like they could have added a little tiny bit more.
I think that I
and
think
made
you're right.
It
yeah.
Her depression, and yes. Then it would have been like.
That would have been really good. She could have celebrated. Like, do you think? The end then would have been her like coming out of her depression like once and for all? Or do you think it was just like the end of the 2 week depression?
Could have went either way.
Could have went either way.
It could have been her and the realization of I wrote the book. I'm torturing my kid.
I should maybe stop.
This is I need to be medicated or whatever.
Yeah.
Or it could have been her a complete fucking vegetable. And everything leading up to it to show that she was like she could have fallen down the stairs and cracked her head open and died. And then it could have been her.
Wow. That would have made it better.
Yeah.
I would have liked the first one, like the kind of happier ending.
A happier ending instead of the dark ending.
There are too many dark endings.
Or Frailty, kind of like.
Yes.
Like, what if you didn't see the end of Frailty?
Oh,
I feel like
Frailty
this
is so good.
Babadook could have had that kind of like twist ending.
What a twist.
What a twist. Yeah, but they didn't. They didn't. And it just kind of ended where you're kind of leaving it.
Yeah.
As the Babadook, the monster.
I like it.
Her depression is
I
the monster.
I dig it. Her depression is the monster. Mm-hmm. That is a common, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was the Babadook.
Woohoo!
We hope you enjoyed this. We maybe kind of did.
Kind of did.
Yeah.
Gore, 0.
0 scary.
There are
a couple jump scares.
One.
Yeah, that's solid. All right. If you like what you hear and you want to know what we're going to be doing in the future or whatever, follow us on Instagram. It's /your movie review. All one word, all lowercase. We also have a Facebook page, /your movie review. And if iTunes and Spotify aren't your jam, listen to us every Friday night on mtrsradio.com at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All right. I hope everybody has a good night and a good week.
Bye.
Bye.